The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 3. And in those days John the Baptizer came proclaiming in the wilderness of Judea, saying, Repent, for the kingdom which comes from the heavens is near. For this is he who was spoken about through Isaiah the prophet, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3. Now John himself had clothing made from camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then people from Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region of the Jordan went out to hear him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, You offspring of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore produce fruit which is evidence of repentance. And don't imagine it is good enough to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father, for I tell you that God is able to raise up children of Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe has begun to cut at the roots of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bring forth good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Start Dyer Commentary. The Pharisees were extremely legalistic religious leaders, while the Sadducees were more intellectually religious. End Dyer Commentary. I truly baptize you in water for repentance, but he who comes after me is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize, that is, immerse, you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor. He will gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn up with fire, which can't be extinguished. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John, to be baptized by him. But John resisted him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me? But Jesus answering said to him, Permit it now, for this is the right way for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. And Jesus, having been baptized, came up out of the water, and look, the heavens were opened above him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, coming upon him. And a voice came out of the heavens, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am very well pleased. This is the end of Matthew chapter 3.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.